The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We go back to the Gedorim of Mitzvah Saseh, Midivrei Soifrim, how we understand the power of Chazal, we discussed before the Koyach of Chazal, to uproot Halachas in Torah, modify Halachas in Torah, Hukum Vaseh, B'Shev Al Taseh. What's considered akir, what's not considered akir. Now we're going to go from a different angle. Chazal had the koyach to institute a mitzaseh or to institute a loisaseh. The Rambam has a chiddush in the mitzvah of Lishmoy Lebezna Godel, Kachola Sheiro, Elov Tishmo, the mitzvah of listening to Bezna Godel. The Rambam puts into that mitzvah not only to listen to Bezna Godel that was in the Sanhedrin next to Lishkas HaGozes. The Rambam is the chiddush that all dinei, all gzeris of Chazal, all gzeris mit divrei soifrim, not only what the Chazal darshan as dinei deraisa, but also gzeris that Chazal clearly made up, for instance, near Chanukah, mitzvah Megillah, Eruv Chatzeres, all these have a choymer that if a person is over, he's over in a lav deraisa. He's over in a lav of loisosim in aderech, asher yigilu choyim in a smile. And if he's mekayim mitzvah sem deraisa, of Lishmoy Lebez Nagodl. The Ramban, in Sefer Mitzvahs and Sher Shalom, is massive, says that it can't be that Divrei Soifrim have a Choymer of Deraisa. First of all, we have a Klal that Savu Deraisa Lechumru, Savu Durabon Lekulu. Why should there be a difference? So Sveikas of Durabonon also have a Din of Deraisa, repeat the Ramban. So over there, there's a Tashbitz, there's discussion in the later Rishonim, in the early Akronim, that it could be that Chazal made up their halachas from the Furish as a start, together within a clause that B'makom Safek they never made their dinim. Of course, if a person would be over on dinim derabbanon, and he'd be over on dinim derabbanon, he'd be over on Nisa deraisa. But if there's a Safek, he's not listening to Chazal, there's a Safek. And the Chacham would carry in order to differentiate between their dinim. And Dini Deraisa differentiated B'machum Sofim. B'machum Sofim, they weren't minded Divrehem. That's a test to that kasha. But the Ramban says, B'chlal, the Mitzvah said, L'shmoy L'bez Nagodol, that's over there in Pasha Shoiftim, that's a tzivri by Zokin Mamre, where there was a Gzera, where there was a Takono or a Gzera of the Bez Nagodol that was in Lishta Gaz. He says, that's not an overall halach on any Isser, the Rabbanon, that a Yid listens to or a Yid doesn't listen to. The Shita, the Rambam, has a source, where the Rambam get it from, has a source in Sukkah Daf Mem Daled. Over there, the Gemara has a Rovo, the meaning of Hoshanis on Hoshana Rabba, is a Rovo, not so much Hoshanis, Hoshana Rabba that we do, but the meaning of a Rovo that was taken in the Beis HaMikdosh, which doesn't have a smach Minak Torah, the meaning that we do is Zecher to the Rovo that was taken in the Beis HaMikdosh. But the mitzvah of Arovos that was done on Sukkos in the Beis Hamikdash is a mitzvah from the Nevi'im. Is it Arova minig Nevi'im or Yisoid Nevi'im? What's the difference? Gemara says over there the nafkamina is whether we make a bracha. The Gemara says why? Because if it's Yisoid Nevi'im, it's not just a minig Nevi'im, it's Yisoid, which means a mitzvah Nevi'im, then there's a lav, there's a deraisa of Lysosa. It would sound from the Gemara that if it's a Yisoid Chachamim, if you say the Nevi'im shtalda vek, the Nevi'im created a reality of a mitzvah arava, then thereafter that would be considered a deraisa because of the loisasa. Rashi says in Shabbos Chof Gimel. Again, we discussed the famous kasha of some deraisa mekuma, some deraisa mekula. The Tashbitz we mentioned before in his Sefer Zohar Rukia adds a little bit salt and pepper to this kasha. Says the end of Yuma is machalik subyachin rishlokish. Rabbi Yochanan says a chatzi shir also min haTorah. The person would eat a chatzi shir, a chatzi gezayis of any machol, so suis to be oivim min haTorah. That is choma. According to Rish Lakish, not. The Gemara says that one of the nafkaminas is if a person is nishba on a chatzi shir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the shvu is not chal because he's a mushba va'oimid, so ein nishba and ein shvu al shvu, he's already mushba. The shvu is meaningless, it's not chal. According to Rish Lakish, is making a shvu of eating a chatzi gezayis. It's chal because it's only an Issa Drabbanon. It's only an Issa Drabbanon because it's only an Issa Drabbanon. So the way Reb Shimon explains to Avnei Yashin this kasha, that even though we say that when a person's over al dibre chacham, he's over nisa deraisa according to the Rambam, but when we look at a half a kazayis of chelam according to Rish Lakish or any other cheftza di sura derabonon, for example, basayif b'kolam, basayif b'cholam, who would be maker on the kitchen basayif b'kolam? But nevertheless, the halach is that basayif b'cholam is a din derabonon. Basa only basa behema b'cholam is a nisa deraisa. Basayif b'cholam is derabonon. The person cooked chicken and milk splattered or cheese fell into the container of the pot of chicken soup. It's only also in the Rabbana. In that case, it explains to Shimon that even though if a person would b'shat nefesh would be over on the divrei chachamim, he'd be over on nisa deraisa, but we don't look at it as a chaticha di sura. The mushma va'imin over there, Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh, has to be a chaticha di sura. It's not enough that a person by his zilzul of divrei chachamim would bring upon himself that he's over a lot of deraisa. It has to be that it's something which has inherently a shem issa. Basayif b'cholam doesn't have inherently a shem issa. What is it inherently? Inherently it's mutter. Rater it's mutter. Chazal said don't eat it in order that you shouldn't eat. In order that you shouldn't eat basa b'cholam. Makes it sound a lot easier. Makes it sound like there's nothing wrong with basayif b'cholam. There's a very interesting discussion about this point. The Nesivis in Shin, I'm sorry, in Reish Lamed Gimel has a landmark chiddush. If a person would eat, the Shulchan Aruch says over there that if a person eats machos asuz deraisa, a person was sold rachman tzlan in a store. Everyone remembers the Maase Monsi a few years back. Rachman tzlan, a kosher store, sells a person meat becheskes kosher, and it turns out to be treif. It's a mekachtos. He didn't want to buy that meat, so the storekeeper has to pay him back all the money they paid. If there was only an issur derabanan. There was only an issur derabanan. Then the halach is, even though he ate the meat betos, he would never bought an issur derabanan. But lamaisa, in retrospect, we don't look at it as a mekatos he ate. Everybody's miskasha tamtzah. What's the difference? Is this something a person didn't want to buy? It's an avera. What's the difference? Issur deraisa, issur derabanan. And by the way, let's say, in the case of some treifin meat that was sold, treifis, nevelis, is an issur deraisa. If the behemoths, if the animals, the chickens that had been shechted, were shechted properly, they were not nevels, they were not treves, they just weren't salted, cooked meat, cooked blood, dam shem is bashal zolne in sidra bono. If Rachman al Tzlan, they would catch a person, and they found out for the last year he was selling bosa that didn't go through Malichu, that Lachu, he would not have to give back the customers the money, their money. Why? Because that's the thing that we just said, that there's no mekachtois and isu machol sasuris derabon. Says in the Nesivis, what's the pshat? Why should it be a chiddush? Mekachtois, mekachtois. He says that if a person eats an isu derabonon, he's not, it's not a chatich in the isu. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. He was over al divrei chacham. But what happens if he was a shady? He was over al divrei chacham. He didn't know that the divrei chacham meant to be over or not over. If a person is over b'shoygei because he's an amoret, that itself is a violation. Not knowing what Chazal want is itself a violation. What happens if he didn't know? Because somebody fooled him. So he did a ma'isa aveira. He was in violation of wanting to be mekabel on himself the authority of Chazal? No. So he wouldn't be over. If he's not over, there's no reason to say mekatos. The landmark chiddush in the Sivis, the Briskerov argued very vehemently. Briskerov said the same way, Anissa deraisa is a chatik d'isura, Anissa derabonon is a chatik d'isura as well. This definition that we're saying, that it's not pshat that divrei chachamim, according to the Rambam, create a reality of a chaticha d'isura, but just that the toikif of listening as opposed to disregarding, ignoring the words of chachamim, that is an inyan deraisa. This gives us a very kasha of Minchas Chinuch, the famous discussion of Minchas Chinuch, with Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Tzadik Hei says a chiddush. If somebody have a, we have as a clown the Gemara in the end of the last parak of Yuma, that if somebody is a chodesh yesh v'sakona, so we have to give him to eat, we have to feed him in order to build up his strength, machilin es in akal hakal, we feed him in isa chomer only after in isa kal. What would be better, to feed him chelev, which is in isa koris, or basa b'cholev, which is only in isa lav, so on and so forth. One makes a decision based on what's in isa chomer, what's in isa kal. Even the veil and basa b'cholev, the veil is only in isa achila, possible calls in Isra Achila and in Isra and so on.
The Mechitz Chinuch says L'chayr it should have to come out with the Rambam that if there would be an Issa Deraisa and Issa Derabonon in front of us, that we would feed this unfortunate soul the Issa Deraisa first. The Issa Deraisa only has a loisa say. The Issa Derabonon has a lav and an asay. Has a lav of loisos min ader, has an asay of elof tishu, of listening to Bez Nagodl. Is that possible? Does it make sense that it should be more chomer to eat from an Issa Derabonon and Issa Deraisa? So what's the answer? Lechari is right that according to Ram there's an asay and a loisa say. The teretz is that even we just said over the machlekes the Nesivis and the Brisker Rav, the Nesivis felt that there was no chaticha d'isur, there's nothing inherently awesome, repugnant, there's nothing that's metamtem in machol sasur's derabonon. What's also about bosom if becholov is also is not listening to chazal. Person did b'shag, he didn't eat anything wrong. Brisker Rav argued if chazal were kaveh that it's awesome, it's a chaticha d'isur. But as that's clear, that the chaticha di isura of deraisa is a bigger dvar isur than the chaticha di isura of derabonon. That's pashut. It would be more chomer. What are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, but he's in violation of divrei chachamim. The same chacham told him v'chai bohem. He's not in violation of divrei chachamim. Where is he in violation of divrei chachamim? He's not listening to chazal. He's doing what chazal wants him to do. Not b'shoking, not boindis. He's doing the mitzvah v'chai bohem. This is what the Torah wants him to do. He's supposed to eat. There's a mitzvah b'koch nefashis. Does it say he's in violation of Ratzon Chachamim when he's doing a mitzvah sem deraisa? It's not true. To say that the chaticha d'isura of a deraisa is more chomer, is more kal than a chaticha d'isura d'aban, of course is not true. So of course over there, the isur of deraisa would be more chomer than the isur akal. That l'chari would be breaking down that kasha, that ha'ora of the Minchas Chinuch. One last point is that when one opens up the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, it's interesting. The Rambam has a section, Hilchas Mamrim. There's thrown together different halachas. There's Hilchas Kibud Avaimir. There's halachas of Kibud Fetamid Chachomim. Some of them are Hilchas Talmud Torah. Some of them are over there in Hilchas Mamrim. There's halachas of listening to Bezes, also Hilchas Avelus. So it seems that the Rambam classified all the halachas that relate to family structure or structure of authority together. It's not just an emotional state, but it's halachas of structure in a person's life, how to relate to those around him, those that give his life structure in terms of authority. The halachas of relating to one's Rebbe are over there in Hilchas Mamrim. So again, some of them are in Hilchas Talmud. It's interesting which halachas the Rambam brings in Hilchas Talmud Torah, which halachas the Rambam brings in Hilchas Deis, which in Yisei De Torah, which in Hilchas Mamrim. Very telling on classifying and categorizing different halachas. The Rambam talks over there about the Zokin Mamre, the member of Sanhedrin who flouts the authority of Sanhedrin and Paskin, not like the Sanhedrin Agodul in the Lishta Gozer, he says like this: Bezin Agodul Yerushalayim him ikur Torah shabal peh valeim hivticho atoru. The Torah was relied on them. Shenemar al pi atoru sheyerucha zumitzisase v'chol hamaimin b'moishu Rabbeinu olav Hashem chayiv lismech maisa hados aleinz b'chuyiv, to rest religious authority and life and decision making process on them, lishon aleinz, to rely on them. The Kiryas Sefer says that's the mitzvah saying the Lord said the Rambam is referring to them in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam's not talking about specific averus and loisasin of maisa, not doing the eating basa b'cholov, eating basa oifter abonon or mukta and whatnot. What the Rambam is categorizing as an issa deraisa, and the rabbonon is flouting the authority, questioning the authority, ridiculing the authority of Chazal as the final word in Jewish life. If a person eats basa oif b'cholov, unwittingly, if he does it because he's mezalzel, so it's not the eating, it's the zilzel that's awesome. If a person ate b'shoigig and he realized by accident it's his fault, it's not his fault, but it wasn't mezalzel in the authority of Chazal, he didn't have aveiru derabonon, he didn't do an aveiru deraisa. If a person would write an article in a magazine questioning whether Chazal's decision that married women have to cover their hair is binding mizman hazeh, that would be a violation of the mitzvah of kechol asher yerucha. The person who writes that article is questioning Chazal's authority, as the final authority of Torah Shabbat Peh. In which case, this whole discussion that we just had about the Rambam is not relevant. The Rambam is not talking about machol sasuris, yederais and ateris. That's of course that's the rabbanon. The Rambam is mechadish a specific mitzaseh and loisaseh based on upholding and a loisaseh for anyone who doesn't uphold, who's actively involved in undermining the authority of Chazal as the final word in Jewish life. That's something else. That has nothing to do with any of the kashas and truths that we just discussed. Again, you look at the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, it sounds the way the Ramban is taking it. The surprising thing is that the Rishonim and the Acharonim didn't relate to what the Rambam says in the Hilchos Mamrim as the context for what the Rambam said in Sefer Mitzvahs. Interesting. All the Acharonim discussed this Rambam, back and forth, Sofik, does the Maisa Isser, is it Kal, is it Chomer, is he ever an Aseh, is he not ever an Aseh. The Rambam, once we have this Rambam and Mamrim, it just puts the Rambam in a whole different category. Remains to be understood why the Rishonim and Acharonim didn't understand like this Kiryat Sefer, that is the discussion of the Rambam and Sefer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.